Plan on partying in the dirt with us this Saturday in Valley City. It's our winter show kickoff concert. Fantastic lineup planned for Saturday night. Brian Lowry, Jared Morris, and of course our headliner, the one and only Jared Neiman. And you know the hits, Lover Lover, Drink to That All Night, and that's just to name a few. And great pleasure to talk with Jared Neiman on the phone with me. Now, Jared, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, my friend.
Let's catch up here. Catch us up. What's been going on with you writing songs in the studio, on the road? What's been happening?
It was crazy. You know, we all, when our world got shut down, I bought a lap steel, and I thought there's no way I'll ever be able to play it. And just by the grace of God, just the first day I figured out walking after midnight, and I just couldn't believe it. That's never happened, you know, in all the years I've been playing instruments. So I thought, well, if he's going to throw me a bone, I better work hard, and just started working on it. Then I thought, man, maybe I could play pedal steel, and I started working on that. And then Garth Brooks's daughter, Allie, asked Lee Bryce and I to produce her. So we got in the studio and had some fun, and so much fun that Lee was gracious enough to ask me to produce his new record. And then that led it on to him and I producing Edwin McCain's new record and Jana Kramer. So it's something I certainly didn't expect, but I'm loving every minute of it. And it's just been awesome being able to create with your friends and help others kind of, you know, make the music that they want to make.
Collaboration. You haven't had a lot of downtime. Listen, are you as fired up to party with us on Saturday night as we are to see you?
Of course I am. I'm probably going to be hurting, you know, every time I leave there. You know, everybody's so generous and fun, it's one of our, you guys do a good job of keeping it secret that's one of the coolest places you can ever go to have fun, because if everybody knew, they'd be out there and they'd ruin it like they do everything else.
Yeah, right. That's our hidden gem. So give us a little taste, Jared. Of course, you know, we're going to be hearing the hits, of course, but any new Jared Neiman music songs we can look for?
Yeah, I definitely got a couple in there that I've been working on, and there's a song that years ago, Jamie Johnson, Randy Houser, Lee Bryce, and myself, we were all just running in the bars, you know, early 20s, just hoping we could get a chance to make music. And we had an office that we got so we could hang out, and we called it the trailer park, because this guy, when we signed the lease, said, hey, this is an office building, you need a business name. And Jamie Johnson, of course, said trailer park. So when we went in the next day by the elevators, it said room 505 trailer park, but he spelled it T-R-A-L-E-R. And so we just kind of, you know, rolled with that. And recently we've been doing some shows together acoustically. And Lee has a song on his new album called Said No Country Boy Ever. And we all are singing on it together for the very first time in the studio. And I just heard it today, the final mix. And it's really cool to be able to do that with your old buddies.
Let me ask you this, because, yeah, it seems like you have got a lot of friends. And that's got to, I would think, influence your songwriting. I always like to ask artists, too, do you do a lot of writing on the road, or is this something that you kind of reserve for your time at home? When does the inspiration strike?
Well, the inspiration usually strikes whenever you're miserable, so that's never fun.
But true.
You end up getting some good songs out of it. But for me, it's always kind of been hard to write on the road. I have done it many times, but for one, the sound of the generator, you know, has a frequency, that low rumbling, and it just drives me crazy when I'm trying to write. But I'll write anywhere. I've been going out with Lee quite a bit and writing with him. What? No, my dogs are going crazy here. Yes, so Lee is the one that drags me out to write, but I'm just not good on it on our shows. And plus, I want to concentrate on that night. And sometimes, I don't know, I just can't concentrate on the songs because I'm ready to play some music like I am this weekend for you.
Okay, sidebar, I'm a dog lover. What kind of dogs you got?
Well, these, I know I should have reserved Lee's name for now, but his dog Charlie has a black lab, and then he has another dog that's a golden retriever named Callie, and they ended up having a little fun, and she had 13 puppies, and so they're half lab, half golden, and they're about 7 months old, and they're amazing.
And keep you busy.
What about you?
I had boxers. I had boxers back in the day. That's all I've ever really owned, and I love them. You know,
yeah, they're good dogs.
Absolutely. Hey, let's get back to your music. Your sound is so, I don't know, eclectic, or I don't want to say expansive, but growing up, who did you draw from? Who were your influences?
Well, you know, my parents had a roller skating rink back when it was actually popular when I was really little, and I just, you know, got a lot of this, the outside country stuff, you know, like Springsteen and all that. But I've always loved, you know, when you're growing up and you hear, like, you know, Keith Whitley, Randy Travis, George Strait, someone like that, and they become like your heroes, and then you realize your heroes have heroes. So what it sounds like, I, you know, do a lot of crazy stuff, but the truth is, you know, when you study country music clear back to the 20s, and you cross through Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with the horns and just all these different, you know, different influences, like, you know, the lap steel was basically invented in Hawaii and became really big over here, you know, after, you know, right around World War II. And it's crazy because you have that, you know, the Hawaiian music, and then you have the Western swing, and then you have the traditional country like Hank Sr. and all that. You know, it's so weird how those lines have just always been crossed from each other. So when I'm in the studio, I really don't feel like I'm doing anything, you know, that crazy, but it's just, I like to try to challenge myself and come up with something that when someone hears it in a boat or in their truck, they, you know, crank it up and roll down the window and, you know, and hopefully tap their hand on the steering wheel a little bit.
Well, mission accomplished. I think you've done that. So tell me more about the lap steel. To me, that just seems like an instrument that is really difficult to play. Did you pick that up quick?
Yeah, well, it's weird because, like I said, I tried to play several things and I'm okay at a couple instruments, but that was just a random connection I had. And the original tuning is it's called C6, and it is the Hawaiian and the old school country and Western swing. And now everybody kind of uses just these open tunings. And I thought, man, I was going to go with the vintage sound. And I was trying to find videos to learn. And I think the only time you're going to hear the C6 besides me these days is the SpongeBob. I noticed that's definitely C6. But yeah, it's just been, you know, so cool to pick up an instrument, you know, a lot later, and just fell in love with it. And I'll definitely be playing it this weekend.
Fantastic. Jared, listen, we are very excited to see you, my friend, and have that Jared Neiman experience this Saturday night. Jared, thank you so much, number one, for all the great music and for spending some time talking with us today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I hope everybody can make it this weekend. We've been looking forward to this for a while, and we're ready to have a good time with you and play some music and just make another good memory together.
Make plans to party in the dirt this Saturday night on the Handy Hardware stage for the Winter Show Kickoff Concert. Tickets available right now at newsdakota.com, or you can pick them up at the door Saturday night.